The Lord's peace be with you. It's June the 24th, 2015. Well, we've had a couple of very, very quiet days, and there's been a lot of activity over here, a lot of things we're trying to take care of. We've been supporting the Crisis Pregnancy Center here in town and helping out with homeless children out on the mesa with their basic needs for food and medicine and things like that. So we've had a little bit of a distracting time, but this is also what we're called to do. And it's not really a distraction. It's really what the Lord wants us to do. So we got taken away for a little while from doing messages because I can only get so much done in a day. The Lord has been very quiet for the last 2 days. And what I would say more than anything is somber. He's been very present to me. And we spent time together dancing. He was holding me, and I've seen him. But he really just was not in a mood for talking at all. And the same thing happened yesterday. Plus, I wasn't feeling well. I was very tired, and I need to go to bed early. In fact, I fell asleep one night waiting for him to speak to me, which, as you know from other videos, it can be a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hour affair in worship before he says anything. But I wasn't able to hold my ground, so I ended up going to bed early. And the same thing happened to me last night. But Ezekiel stayed up in vigil. He was strong and he was able to stay up in vigil, and the Lord gave the message to him. The two are one flesh, so it happens that way. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. So this is what Ezekiel left for me this morning for me to share with you. The Lord had us stay up in vigil with him, but he was very somber, very quiet, and very serious. And it's been a bit strange, but for 2 days and nights now, he's not let me do anything but keep him very close company. He's called me to the ballroom in my mansion and using some very old classical waltz pieces that I turned up on YouTube. He just wanted to linger seamlessly from one piece into the next and so on. Although we were dancing together, I must say his heart and mind and eyes seemed to be drifting off somewhere far away. He was obviously troubled and a bit restless, very solemn and unhappy. He would look into my eyes with great love, but I could see and sense and feel something very deep that was so forlorn and sad. He gave me to know that he just wanted to be comforted and distracted from the terrible punishments that were right at the door for this country and the world. He reminded me of the example of a mother whose child was severely deformed. At every mention of the child's deformity, a knife would pierce her heart. Then he said to me, "When a mother is so terribly unfortunate as to have given birth to such a child, she loves her child just as deeply as any mother would love a normal, healthy child. Her mother's instinct being so deeply embedded within her. At the same time, she grieves just as deeply for her baby, knowing the suffering and rejection that her child will surely have to endure throughout life. Any mention about her child and his awful situation simply tears her heart apart again and again. You know the terrible sufferings are soon to befall your country, as I have told you. But just to hear any of you mention it, bringing up the latest news, is so horribly painful to me. Although I know more than anyone just exactly what is being planned and when and where these things will take place, in truth, I intentionally am very sparing with just how much I am willing to share with my bride. For me, it's an absolute gutter. And when I see you down in the gutter, looking to find the latest news, rather than being consoled and comforted, I'm deeply grieved. It is as if a mirror were being held up to me, reflecting back and confirming the very thing that I'm already in agony over. I know and understand just how desperately you all want to know and see the signs of my coming, just to encourage you and keep you believing. But if only you knew the depths of what you are looking for each day, you would no longer want to read, hear, or see even the least bit of it anymore. This I am asking of you with tears. Please, you are my bride. Do not descend down into the gutters any longer to look for more signs. I need for you to take your proper place here beside me, far above all the filth of destruction and death. I need for my bride to comfort and console me. Take me far away from these things with your love. Distract me with your solace. Turn my eyes with your loving heart. Dance with me. Be with me. Do not leave me alone in my hour of desolation. This is why I have brought you up high into the heavenly realms that are being kept for you, hidden in God through Christ, seated in heavenly places. And for all of us YouTube family, I pray the Lord will give us the grace to mind his business, to keep our hearts and minds on him. And if there's something that he wants us to pray about, he's going to bring it before us. Somehow, someone's going to say something. For instance, with ISIS, I didn't go looking for that. It just came to me. So what he's asking is for us to keep our hearts and minds on him and on consoling him, because we occupy a very special place in the body of Christ. We are here to console him as his bride. I mean, some of us have other duties too, but the greatest thing that a wife can do for her husband is to be there when he's hurting and to comfort him when he has nowhere else to turn to be comforted. So we occupy a very special place. And if we're busy down in the gutter reading all the news, which probably a good 90% of it is misinformation, either from one side or from the other side, and it just keeps you going around in circles, it's like we're on a hamster wheel, just digging up more and more trash. He doesn't want to see any of it because he already knows what's really going on, and he doesn't want to be reminded. He wants to be comforted. So I pray, Lord, that you'll help us with our incessant desire and curiousness and insecurity. Help us, Lord, to not constantly be turning to the trash to find out what's going on, but to be turning to you and comforting you, and to keep your mind off of these things that are so painful for you to look at. Please, Lord, help us. You know how hard it is for us down here waiting for you. We really need your help to keep our noses out of the gutter. And I have to say, guys, when it happens, it will happen. We'll all know it. It's going to happen in such a way that everyone's going to know it overnight. Until it really happens, everything else is just circular information, constantly keeping people in a state of ignorance and agitation and misinformation. And we don't need that. We need to be in a state of peace, be there for other people, and to be there for the Lord. So, Lord, please give us the grace to keep our nose out of that stuff.